Following both sides of the stream course up into the foothills, the hunting party came together again. Valak found a broad, shallow expanse where he was able to lead his followers across by a series of stepping stones that showed above the surface. They joined up with Ifra on the opposite side. Groovan saw Grobait resting, clutching a paw to his bottom, and sniggered.
I wouldn't let any fish take a chunk out of my behind.
Ifra pushed roughly by him.
Easy for you to say. You didn't even have to get your paws wet. Any luck with tracks on your side, Valak?
None. What about you?
None, same as you. What do you think? Will we be wasting our time climbing the mountain to look for him?
Groovan interrupted them to air his opinion.
If no tracks lead up here, I reckon we're on a fool's errand. What's the point of climbing a mountain? I said it was a stupid idea from the first.
Even Grobait could not keep the patronising tone out of his voice as he took it on himself to answer Groovan.
He was travelling upstream, not down. This is the only place he could go. So what's the use coming this far and not looking on the mountain for the otter? Maybe we didn't find any tracks, but he could have left the stream and found an easier way up. We'd be the ones looking stupid to come this far and not even bother taking a look up there.
Groovan indicated Grobait's injury with a nod.
Well, you won't get far with that wound. What do you plan on doing?
Grobait spat into the stream.
All keep up. Don't fret yourself.
Valak had been sniffing the air. He turned moodily on them.
You'd better keep up, both of you. See that rock ledge up yonder? I'm getting under it. The rest of you better do the same if you don't want to get caught in this storm.
Disregarding every beast, Valak started climbing. Groovan was about to make a smart retort when the first drops of rain splattered on his head. He joined the others following Valak.
Lend us a paw here.
Grobait called as he struggled upright. Groovan could not resist snickering an answer.
Why? You've already got four like the rest of us.
They huddled under the ledge as the rain began sheeting down. A thunderclap caused Ribro to jump, and he touched the ledge above him nervously.
This mightn't be a safe place to stay. Suppose the thunder and lightning struck this mountain and collapsed it down on us. We'd all be crushed to death by these rocks.
Groovan snorted at the idea.
If you're frightened, you don't have to stay here. Go and sit out there with Grobait.
The injured rat had hardly moved. He lay by the swelling stream, almost battered flat by the heavy downpour. Ifra stared callously at the prone figure.
That wound must have gone bad on him. He's been limping all day. Looks like his back leg's stiffened up and gone useless.
A lightning flash illuminated Grobait's pitiful figure.
Don't lie out there!
Dagrab shouted to him.
Come up here!
None of them made a move to help the wounded rat. Valak sneered.
Grobait ain't going anywhere, unless this stream swells up and sweeps him away in the night. Save your breath, Dagrab.
Groovan peered through the curtain of rain spilling from the ledge.
You're the bow beast, Valak. Put Grobait out of his misery.
Turning to Groovan, the big ferret smiled wickedly.
That un ain't worth wasting another one. But if it was you out there, well, I'd use another. Maybe even two or three. I wouldn't consider him wasted on you, Chief.